Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop on this Fine Food Friday, June 25th. I'm Ray Graff. It's a momentous occasion. It is the first time since before the pandemic began that we welcome back to the studio Kizzy Williams-Francisco from Allie B's Cozy Kitchen. We'll talk soul food and southern cooking. She's unpacking it now. It's just like old times here on Food Friday. You got a question for Kizzy? Give us a call. 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551, or email us at voxpop@wamc.org. Always fun to have her on the program. It's great to be back to normal. 800-348-2551. Kizzy Williams-Francisco and your cooking calls coming up on Food Friday right after the news. Hello once again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. It's Food Friday, and today we welcome back to Studio A, Kizzy Williams-Francisco of Allie B's Cozy Kitchen. She is here to discuss soul food, southern cooking, and any other kind of cooking you might have questions about. Always one of our favorite people. You should see the people swarm around here when Kizzy walks in the door. The number is 800-348-2551. If you have a question about soul food or southern cooking, give us a call, 800-348-2551, or you can email us at voxpop@wamc.org. Again, the number, though, is 800-348-2551. Wow, great to see you again, Kizzy. Welcome back to the show.
Hello, Ray. I'm so happy to be here today.
You know,
what an honor.
You did this show, like so many others, over the phone during the pandemic, and it was fun. You're always fun, but this is better because when you walk in, people just sort of gravitate around and say, oh, my God, oh, it's here. The goods are here.
And you know what? It feels like home. So I am so happy to be at the best radio station on earth. Okay, WAMC, thank you for having Allie B's Cozy Kitchen.
Yeah, it's
again, and thank you for calling on us when we have been in a crisis. You know, when we was doing the radio shows in the store,
yeah.
It was needed. You know, I know that the people at home was so happy that we continued to communicate.
And the thing you did, and you took a little time off, right?
Yes, I took some time off. You know, first I took off a month and a half, and I came back for like one day, and then I left again.
Really?
Yeah. So all together, I took 3 months off. I was, you know, COVID made me really sad, and depressed,
yeah.
Scared. Thank God for WAMC. My family,
yeah.
The community of the Capital Region, they helped me together.
But then at one point, you then got going and did just basically pickup, right?
I'm actually still doing pickup.
Really?
And curbside, yes.
Yeah.
No one still is allowed in the building.
Yeah.
My family is completely vaccinated now.
Yeah.
But we have decided to wait until September.
That's, well,
to reopen the store so that the public can come on inside.
Yeah.
And when the public do come inside in September, we're doing a little bit of remodeling. Like, I just ordered a bunch of, like, new curtains and tablecloths.
Oh, yeah.
So it's going to look more like Carolina when they come in September. So I'm having fun right now.
Yeah.
Shopping.
Yeah.
That's what girls do like to do. But believe it or not, sometimes it's tiring, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm happy to be buying some tablecloths.
That's cool.
And some curtains for Allie B's Cozy's Kitchen.
So you think maybe September, opening the doors again for walk-in?
Definitely.
Yeah.
September. I'm ready for the crowd now, but I'm doing my remodeling. So I miss the people. When they come to the restaurant, they gather around the store because no one can come in. And a lot of times I come out and I say hello to the people. And, you know, I just did Food Network.
You did?
Yes.
Now, you know what? That's two-timing us. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
You know, I'm not sure.
So all the customers, they be coming to the store. They be like, can she come outside right now?
Oh, that's amazing.
I know. And I come outside and I say hello. But this has been an amazing year, even though it has been scary with the world, you know?
One thing I can tell you is that we very much appreciated your phone appearances here on this program. It's been tough to do this show with remote guests, and good guests like you are money in the bank because it's just easy to carry on the program. And so we're happier to see you today, and you brought some great food. And before we get going with the calls, and by the way, 800-348-2551, if you have a Southern cooking or soul food question for Kizzy Williams-Francisco of Ally B's Cozy Kitchen, 800-348-2551. Before we get to the chicken, which is, of course, crazy good, and the mac and cheese, which I have several questions about in a moment, you brought berries. They're delicious.
Bam.
What's up?
Well, I have created the orchard.
Where?
Apple Orchard, 315, 313 Orange Street, right in the city of Albany.
Fantastic.
So we have an orchard in the city of Albany created by the Culture Center that has been sponsored by Ally B's Cozy Kitchen in so many ways. So we have mulberries there.
I love these.
And they are delicious.
Yep.
They grow wild. They're sweet. Right now we are growing. We have apple trees. We have pear trees, plum trees, peach trees. We want to feed the Capital Region and the children, the families, fresh fruits. And all the fruits that grow on this tree will be free.
Yeah.
So
who's tending to all the
You know what? Right now we do have some volunteers.
Yeah.
That have they water the plants. Myself.
Yeah.
I water the plants.
Because you don't do enough.
Exactly. And we picked all the trees from George and Latham's.
Yeah.
So they're doing all the work for us. And it's not finished yet. But if you drive past 313, 315 Orange Street, Albany, New York, you will see the beginning of an orchard in the middle of the city. And if you want to pick some mulberries, please get out the car. You will see the tree. Pick some berries. And they're the sweetest berries.
But don't pick them all. Leave some for the next
person. Well, leave some for the next person. Definitely do that. And if you want to do volunteer work, they can call Ally B's Cozy's Kitchen. You can Google the phone number. It's 518-729-34772. But we're looking for volunteers. We're looking for volunteers. We're looking for support.
The berries are fantastic.
Yes, they are. And the main foundation is the Culture Center. That's 64 Quell Street.
Yeah.
Many people know that place. It has been a lot of crime in that community.
Yeah.
But we are working to change that as a community. So contact Ally B's Cozy's Kitchen.
This is amazing. I mean, the trees, obviously, did you plant them from little seedlings?
The trees were already there. So what is showcased?
Pear trees and everything?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, not the pear trees. The mulberry trees were already
there.
Gotcha. We planted the apple, the pears, the peach, the plums.
Yeah.
The all the other fruit trees. But the mulberry trees were there. That showcased the history of the Capital Region. That in many places where you would not even think is life growing.
Yeah.
Ah. Where it's something we can eat. And, you know, I'm big on food. I love making pies.
Really?
With mulberries, you can make wine. You can make pies. You can do so many things with.
Can you really make wine out of it?
You can make wine out
of it.
Why
didn't you bring me any wine?
Well, you know what? Next time I will.
No, don't.
I will bring pie, wine. I'm going to have to do a whole segment on mulberries so that.
Make jam, right?
Yeah, you can make jam.
Yeah.
This fruit is so special. My aunt talks about it. My aunt is 90. And when I told her we had these mulberry trees, she said, you know, when I was a little girl, I would go out in the woods in South Carolina and go pick them. And she brought up like huckleberries.
Yeah.
Berries and things.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So the Capital Region is full of surprises.
You know, when I was a kid, my grandmother was on Long Island and she had an old pear tree, and I still remember being a little guy going out and picking pears, right in the back, right in Hempstead, Long Island, you know, and there's nothing like it.
And see, that's what we are going to create in the Capital Region with the children that live in West Hill in Auburn Hill. And it's not just for the children in West Hill or Auburn Hill. If you live in Clifton Park, if you live in Gilderland, Glenmont, if you live outside the Capital Region, this orchard that Ali B's is supporting is for everyone. And when they get finished picking berries, then they can come visit Ali B's and get some fried chicken. The best fried chicken in the Capital Region. You know I just got that award?
Really? Okay.
I just got that award for best fried chicken in the Capital Region.
All right, hold that thought, and we will discuss that in a moment with Kizzy Williams-Francisco of Ali B's. 800-348-2551 is our telephone number. We'll get to the calls in a moment, and we'll discuss the mac and cheese, which is pretty incredible as well. 800-348-2551. We'll be right back. Food Friday, and Kizzy Williams-Francisco of Ali B's Cozy Kitchen joins us today for Soul Food and Southern Cooking. 800-348-2551 is our number. Listen, the fried chicken, there's no doubt, and anybody who's in this building knows it. The fried chicken is outstanding. You won an award, and you're not too modest to talk about it. It was Capital Region Living Magazine, right?
Boom! Best fried chicken in the Capital Region. Thank you so much.
It's really good. And the way you make it is very simple, though, right?
Yeah, I'm going to.
You're going to have some of your own work. There it is. That's radio.
Y'all hear that trunk? Mm-mm. That's the crisp crunk. It's falling all out my mouth.
Okay, now listen. Rob in Voorheesville has a question about making fried chicken crispy. So let's go to Rob in Voorheesville. Rob, you're on.
Yes, the fried chicken. Yeah. Not easy. Here's what happens to me. I have this beautiful crust on the outside, this gorgeous brown thing going on, but sometimes the inside is not completely cooked. So maybe I'm cooking it too hot. What do you think?
That's exactly what's going on. When you put your fried chicken in the oil, what you need to do is turn your fire down. You know, it's fine that the fire may be high when you place the fried chicken in the oil. But the moment you place it in the oil, turn it down. Instead of leaving it on high, put it on medium high. And it should take at least, like a chicken leg should take at least 20 to 25 minutes to cook.
Really?
Yes.
That's a long time.
You
that
betcha, Rob.
That is a long time. Now, if you want an easier piece of chicken to cook that may take less time, like 15 minutes, you should get the wingdings. Not a whole wing. The wingdings, that's when they chop them up in pieces. But that's your problem. And after the 20
that's
minutes.
That's my problem.
Of, and presumably
turn,
one of your problems.
Turn
but I mean,
the
that's
fire
why.
Down
one
low.
Of my problems.
And let me ask you a question. What are you using when you fry your chicken? Are you dipping in an egg or milk, or is it just a simple flour chicken?
Usually it's, you know, like the two step thing with the flour, and then, you know, I use the. Something crunchy on the outside. I don't.
Well, guess what?
I,
for
I
now on.
Stuff.
Do not put nothing crunchy on the outside. For now on, I want you to just wash your chicken off, put some salt and pepper, maybe some garlic, okay? And roll it in the flour. And then drop it in that hot oil. Don't put nothing. Your flour is your crunch.
Yeah.
And so
and
then it's going to save you money. Well, you want it hot in the beginning. In the beginning, you want the fire on high. But the moment you put the chicken in the fryer, you may want to turn it down just so that it can cook inside. Okay. And after the 20 minutes is cooking, turn your fryer up and let it get hard for 10 more minutes.
Okay.
Okay?
Hey, Rob, thanks a lot for the call. By the way, I forgot. Ordinarily, we don't do birthday announcements on this program, but I wanted to mention a happy birthday to a very brave young man who's got a tough road ahead of him. And happy 32nd birthday to Matthew Burton. He's a great guy. He's got a tough sledding ahead. He is the boyfriend of our producer, Jackie Orchard. It's going to be rough for him.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Matthew. We're all pulling for you, kid. Let's go to Bill in Westfield. Bill, you're on.
Hi, yeah. I heard Kizzy talking about mulberries, and you don't hear too much about them, but my grandfather planted a tree in the late 50s, and it's still here, bigger than the house.
Wow.
Brings in every songbird you can imagine, and I was a little worried, so I put another one next to it, one of its babies, but which is also producing quite a few berries. My friend Karen was over yesterday with her 6 and 8 year olds. They picked berries and tracked them all through my house.
Wow, I know it was messy.
These are purple ones. What color are the berries?
Mine's are purple. Ours is purple as well, and they're absolutely delicious, aren't they?
I've seen the white ones, and I've heard there's red ones too. The white ones just don't do it for me. They don't taste as good as the purple ones, but I just wanted to say hi, and I listen to the show most of the time. I never called in before.
Wow, great.
That chicken sounds good, too.
You know what? If you are looking online at WAMC.org, you can see a video feed, and there is a piece of it. Now, Kizzy took a piece off of it, but there's a lovely piece of the fried chicken right here.
Chicken, okay.
Yeah, so check it out, the video feed. Most people don't look at it when I'm on for obvious reasons, but this is a good reason to look. Hey, man, thanks for the call. 800-348-2551. Kizzy.
I just want to say thank you guys for listening to the best radio in the Capital Region.
You know, you're very, very kind. I don't know. You know,
we are the best. WAMC is the best.
You
That's
got
why
the
I'm
award.
Here.
Well,
you know, this is what I would say. Great people is a part of great places.
Well, you make a point. Now, listen, before we go to the next call, let's just talk about the mac and cheese, because this is all. Now, maybe you didn't win the award for this.
Well, you know what? Everybody do love the mac
it's
and cheese.
Incredible.
This is Channel 13. They brag about it. Spectrum, they brag
do
about
they
it.
Really?
Everybody loved this mac and cheese. And you know what's so great about it? It's because it's old fashioned. See, when you have something authentic, it always take care of that moment. A lot of times when you go places now, they are putting in an extra spice to bring in 2021. And again, as I tell people about this mac and cheese, you know, Thomas Jefferson had took one of his slaves, I can't think of the slave name, with him to France or Paris, and they brought back the recipe mac and cheese.
You're kidding me. That goes that far back?
It goes that far back.
You didn't invent this?
You know, I did invent this. But Thomas Jefferson, he passed it down. And so in the history of America, African-Americans and Europeans, we have bought this dish together. And if you want to taste history, come to 353 Clinton Avenue, Allie B's, and you can taste the best mac and cheese on earth.
We're not really supposed to do call to action, so you.
I'm sorry, guys. If you want to know how to make this mac and cheese, you have to go look in a book of history. You will not find this in a book today, because we don't give that recipe unless you have $1 million.
Oh, it cost me $1 million to get the recipe?
Maybe more than that.
But this is a food show.
My wife said do not give it to Ray at all.
Oh, you know what? That's not fair.
But I will give you the recipe to these collard greens and candied yams that I bought.
All right, well, let's grab another call, and then we'll talk about the collard greens and candied yams. Kizzy Williams Francisco of Allie B's Cozy Kitchen joins us. 800-348-2551 is our number. Spencer in Kingston. Spencer, you're up.
Hey, I'm wondering what flour makes the flakiest fried chicken. I've tried all-purpose. I don't really care for it. Sometimes I threw in some bread flour, and it made it nice and light. But what really is the best flour for doing fried chicken to get a nice light and flaky crust, I guess you call it?
Well, this is what I would tell you, okay, because I use all-purpose flour every day. Now, the problem is when people cannot get that chicken flaky is because they didn't fry it long enough. If your chicken is cooking in the fryer long enough, when you take it out the oil, it begins to sog. I fry my chicken where I can place that chicken in a refrigerator. You can get up the next morning, and when you bite into it, is a crunch. You can just like that.
Really?
So you have to keep your chicken in your fryer, I'm going to say, for another 5 to 6 minutes. And you will gradually learn from the texture after it sits out on a table or wherever you sit it at. Maybe I should leave it in 5 more minutes, or maybe I should leave it in 10 more minutes. It is not the all-purpose flour that is not making that your chicken crispy. Leave it in the oil, let it fry for another 10 minutes, give it a chance, and I promise you, it will be as crispy as you like.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? Some people may say, oh, it will dry it out. It will not dry it out.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. Because okay. You're not overcooking it. You're just allowing it to crisp up a little bit. Okay. Well, and you can call Allie B's, and I will help you.
But you won't help with the mac and cheese.
I cannot help with that mac and cheese, but I will send you some love.
Now, do you think it's fair for you to bring the mac and cheese and then not want to talk about the mac and cheese?
Well, you know what? The mac and cheese have so much history.
Ah.
That's why I bring it in. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It looks like gold. That's what the children call it. They call it gold.
It does look like gold.
Yes.
Our number here is 800-348-2551 is our telephone number, 800-348-2551. Let's go back to the phones with Kizzy Williams-Francisco of Allie B's. Matt is in Troy. Matt, you're on. Hello.
Hey, yeah. I've got two questions, actually.
Okay.
The first one is I've made some fried chicken, and I've never gotten that good crunch, but how I was told to make it was you bread it, and then you freeze it, and then you can get another layer of flour on. Am I never going to get that good crunch if I go from straight from the freezer?
You know what? I would say don't do it.
Really?
Now, the reason why I would say don't do it is because I don't do it. So I'm going to give you what I do. And what I do is I take my chicken out the freezer, I clean it, I season it, and, you know, after I wash the chicken off before I season it, there's a little water left in the pan. So inside that pan, it'd be just a little bit of water.
Yeah.
And you rub that chicken around, and then you take the chicken and you put it in the flour. What makes that chicken crispy is the hot oil. The oil is hot. You drop that, and you must leave it in there for an extra minute of time. Because I'm going to tell you, when I fry my chicken, some people say I want it soft.
Yeah.
So I know what to do. I take it out early. Because they want their chicken soft. And sometimes I get the taste for a soft piece of fried chicken. But then sometimes I want that crunchy chicken that you're talking about. Leave it in the oil. Deep fry it. And make sure you deep fry it. It's always better to use, instead of a frying pan, you can use like a 5-quart pot.
Yeah.
That you may make rice in. And fill that up with oil. So that it can become a deep fryer. And I always feel that chicken cooks better when the oil is able to surround it. And it's safer, okay? To me, it's safer.
Do you ever have an oil fire when you're doing this?
You know what? I have never had an oil fire.
Knock wood?
Knock on wood, but I know what to do.
Okay, what do you do?
You put salt. Pour salt everywhere.
Salt?
Salt, regular salt.
Really?
Yeah, salt, what? No water.
Well,
salt.
The water's bad
baking
for
powder?
Water, or baking powder. But I have used salt.
Interesting.
Or sand. I mean, sand. But salt is usually right there in the kitchen.
Right.
So you can just take salt and pour
interesting.
Everywhere.
Interesting. I did not know that.
Salt solves all problems. If you ever spill a bunch of oil on the floor,
yeah,
pour salt all over the floor. The salt sucks up all the oil because sometimes we spill oil in the store.
Yeah.
And I pour the salt everywhere.
Well, I mean, salt doesn't solve every problem. My hypertension, it doesn't solve that, right?
You're right on that. Not to eat it.
Ah, okay.
But you can also use it to, do things around the store.
I'll be darned. Our number here is 800-348-2551. Before our next call, Kizzy, let's talk about your famous collard greens.
Okay. Collard greens, we cut them up every day, every morning, chop, chop, chop.
Yeah.
They never come out of a bag. They come out of, they are in a box, actually. And they are rolled up, and we untie them, and we chop them up. They never come out of a can. Everything, basically, at Allie B's is fresh.
Yeah.
But our collard greens are really fresh. It takes maybe 3.5 hours to cook on the stove.
Yeah, because they're not that easy, right?
No, have to love them. Yeah. It's so much work to collard. I like cooking cabbage, too, because cabbage is easy.
Right.
Because collard greens is like you got to treat it like a baby. You got to wash them down because, you know what? They done played in the mud because collard greens grow in this dirt mud. And so you got to wash them down. Some people use vinegar to add to the water to wash them down. Some people may use a little baking soda or something like that. But I soak them in a sink that is about 3 feet deep.
That's a big sink.
And I wash them and I run the water into them. I get all of that soot and sand that goes down to the bottom and I put them in a huge pot. My pot may hold about 100 pounds of collard greens because I'm cooking a lot.
Yeah.
But I use smoked turkey to flavor the meat.
Yeah.
Salt. A little bit of sugar because collard greens are bitter. I use a little bit of canola oil. And
you cook them 3.5 hours?
Yeah, you have to.
I mean,
you want them tender. Now, many places where you go, they may cook them for an hour.
Right.
And you will not get that consistency of butter that melts in your mouth.
You want them to be mushy.
You want them to be soft. Yeah. Yes. That's what makes them taste good. You don't want to crunch.
Don't some people like that?
Like fried
though?
Chicken.
Don't some people like the crunch?
Well, you know what? That's if you're doing a salad.
Yeah.
And if you're looking for that, you know, some people may use kale.
Yeah. See, I would never use kale. That's something. Do you like the kale?
You know what? I do like kale.
Really?
Yes.
I can't do it.
Kale and collard greens are a lot alike.
Yeah?
Yeah, they are. They taste the same, honestly, to me.
Well, I mean, if you cooked kale for 3.5 hours, would it be tolerable?
Oh, you know what? I cook kale for maybe 2.5 hours.
Really?
Yeah. I like my kale soft.
Maybe that's the secret.
Yeah. Some people, they don't cook it. I cook it like collard greens. I put the smoked meat up in that sucker, and I let it cook. And just like I said, guys, I cook kale the same way I cook collards. So if you don't like kale because it's too tough, look up my collard green recipe and cook it the exact same way.
We are joined today by Kizzy Williams-Francisco of Ali B's Cozy Kitchen. The number here is 800-348-2551 on this Food Friday. So great to have her back in the studio with us. What's in this tin?
That is some rice and black beans with a baked turkey wing on the side.
Baked?
Baked.
Explain.
I wanted it to be like, I was thinking of you about Thanksgiving before I came in. I was thinking about Ray, and I was like, let me take Ray some Thanksgiving holiday food.
Now, do you know, my story from this last Thanksgiving with the turkey, right?
Well, tell me.
I probably told you this, but so we had a big bird.
Okay.
And it was, we had it, brining for a couple days or a day and a half. Okay. So it's in the fridge in a big pot, and my wife says, all right, you got to take it out for me now. So I'm kind of sideways, and I pick it up, and I wrench my back.
Oh, my.
The whole day, it was my excuse to be on the couch the whole day.
Oh, my goodness.
It was wonderful. There was football on.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's true.
You know you are not right.
No, that's right. So anyway.
You're the man of the house.
You can go back to this recipe.
So this we sell turkey wings in Ali B's every single day.
Yeah.
When I first started selling turkey wings, some people was like, what is that? Give me my baked chicken.
Yeah.
But now when I'm selling baked chicken, they're like, I don't want baked chicken. I want the turkey wings. So now turkey wings is a very big seller in Ali B's Cozy's
really?
Kitchen. I cannot make enough of them.
So
they sell so fast. That I cannot, if someone would tell you, they would probably say, I called Ali B's and she didn't have any turkey wings.
Oh, well,
When I literally can sell 40 pounds of turkey wings in 3 hours, two hours.
That's so interesting. Now, you've had these have been an option, but these have always been on your menu, haven't
yes.
they?
And yes, I just bought it to you.
They're just picking them up.
I just bought it to you today. I said I have to bring Ray some love.
Thank you for that. Let's take a break. 800-348-2551. Kizzy Williams here, and we will be back. It's Vox Pop. It's Food Friday and a great day for us here at WAMC. Kizzy Williams-Francisco is in the house from Allie B's Cozy Kitchen, and you'll be opening up again to in-the-door customers September.
Yes, yes, and I am so excited. I miss you guys so much. I think about you guys coming in the store every day. At this moment, with change going on, like I'm just going to say, I can't wait to hug you guys. I know when I open up in September, I know we're going to have a line out the door, and I'm going to have to give everyone a hug. So I am fully vaccinated, and I will be ready to give everyone a hug and shake everyone's hand that walks through Allie B's Cozy's Kitchen.
You know, I understand you wanting to be a little more cautious and waiting, but it's certainly starting to feel like, okay, we have turned the corner on this.
You're right. It does feel
good. It feels good.
It does feel good. And you know what? Everyone is building themselves so that they don't have to go back. You get what I'm saying?
No,
so when I open up Allie B's in September,
yeah,
I will not close Allie B's again. You get what I'm saying?
Well,
so that's what we're working on. We're working so that when we open up our doors, it doesn't matter what happens, we will not close those doors again.
Well, I mean, you can't make predictions. You can hope and you can pray, and we
do that. I'm going to keep it real. I don't think I'm going to, even if we have a surge of COVID again,
yeah,
I will, if when I open up in September, I will not close my doors again. I don't want to. It's not good mentally.
It sure hasn't been very good mentally.
Right,
yeah,
right.
It's been tough.
So I'm vaccinated, so I'm ready for what other businesses did not do.
Yeah.
So many businesses did not close.
Right. And some didn't make it. Some closed, and they'll never open
exactly.
again. I mean, that's been
so
tough.
So I am blessed that we are still here.
Yeah.
But you know, I'm still here because of the Capital Region. I'm here because I was able to do radio talk shows with you guys, and people heard you. People travels to see me because of WAMC. I'm talking about like 100 miles.
Well, you better give your address out then.
353 Clinton Avenue, Albany, New York. I love all you guys that drive a whole hour or hour and a half to come meet me.
But don't do it yet, because the doors aren't open yet.
The doors isn't open, but you can still come get some food, and I still come outside.
All right, let's go back to the phones. 800-348-2551 is the number. Kizzy Williams-Francisco joins us from Allie B's Cozy Kitchen. Sharon Kingston, you're on.
Hi. I don't have a recipe or a question. I just wanted to fill in some important historical information about Thomas Jefferson.
Oh, okay.
The
name of the woman that you were talking about earlier with the mac and cheese, her name was Sally Hemings.
Okay.
And she was Jefferson's mistress.
Right.
Yes, they did go to France together, where she was actually free. She then chose still to come back to the U.S. with him, bore 7 of his children, 2 of whom were stillborn, and I think about 5 years ago, renovators discovered her living quarters at Monticello.
Oh.
Wow, that's
so
amazing.
She may have been the inventor of the mac and cheese that you're talking about, because she was also his cook.
Well, we'll never know, because she's going to charge me $1 million for the recipe. So we can't really confirm that, but thank you for the call.
And we appreciate you.
Our number here is 800-348-2551. We go over to Ian and Chokin. Ian.
Hi, I'm just wondering, what is your, like, go-to sauce for your chicken wings? Like lemon pepper, barbecue, buffalo?
Well, you know what? My go-to sauce would be Allie B's barbecue sauce, okay? Allie B's make the best barbecue sauce on earth.
Now, you're not that modest. I got to be honest.
I'm keeping it real.
Okay,
with you.
All right.
It's a sweet South Carolina sauce. We use it on our ribs. We use it on our barbecue chicken. So that will be my to-go sauce. But also, I love plain wings. I love to eat the wings with just nothing on it, so that I can taste the the flour. I love to dip my fried chicken in potato salad.
Oh, I like your style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
I got one more question also.
Go ahead.
Have you ever considered using potato starch instead of flour for frying chicken? I've heard that it makes chicken crispier.
Well, you know what? This is what I would tell you. Everyone looks for another solution when you're frying chicken. Now, if I would use potato flour, to me, it would not be authentic. Because authentic is when people were frying chicken, they use flour. So I want to use the same ingredients that they used 200 years ago.
Interesting. But I mean,
yeah, I feel that.
You know,
right. And I like you. I like how you talk.
That's very nice. Thank you for the call. But
thank
I mean, you try new things, right?
I do try new things. But you know, Allie B's is definitely about old school. And now if someone place a catering order,
yeah,
and they want to use some potato flour, I will happily fry it for
you.
We do what you want us to do.
Let's talk about that Carolina sauce again. So it's sweeter.
It is sweet.
We've done this before with the barbecue sauces. So you're from South Carolina, or your family is from South Carolina?
My family is from South Carolina.
Okay, and they are not tomato-based?
Well, it is a tomato.
It is tomato-based, but it's sweeter?
Yeah, that's the only way you can make, as I know about barbecue sauce, is with tomato sauce.
Interesting.
Ketchup.
Yeah.
Mustard, vinegar, spices.
Yeah.
That you put in. And you do have to cook, you know what? We cook the ketchup. You cook that ketchup with your mustard and a little bit of vinegar, and you do add your sugar and not brown sugar.
Yeah.
We use white sugar.
Why?
Because that's what they had.
Okay. Yeah.
So we never, first of all, brown sugar was more money. So in my household, we use what we had, and that was brown sugar, ketchup, mustard.
White sugar. Right.
Yes. And you cook those ingredients on the stove until your ketchup darkens.
Yeah.
So basically, if you don't have no barbecue sauce at home, you got ketchup and mustard, you can make your own barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
Okay? And it will taste good. You just add your own spices.
Is yours spicy? Do you like it spicy?
You know what? I'm really not a spicy person. Believe it or not, I'm probably the
you're
only
pretty spicy.
Black woman that don't eat hot sauce.
Really?
I don't eat hot sauce. Now, everybody in my house do.
Yeah.
I don't. Now, don't think I'm from Mars or something.
Well,
because that's what people say. They be like, if you are a black woman, you don't eat hot sauce. Are you black? Do you put it on your collard greens? No. Do you put it on your fried chicken? No. I cannot. I don't like hot sauce.
Okay. Well, you know, you know Rick Orlando?
Of course I know Rick. That's my boy. Hey, Rick.
He makes his purple haze sauce.
Okay.
And it's crazy. I don't even know if it's the hottest one he makes. But
wow.
He was on the show, and he had something a couple weeks ago, and I had a little of it. You know, I'm of German stock. One little bit of spice, and I sweat like Niagara Falls.
Oh, my goodness.
But it's so good, I can't stop.
Listen, you know what? Now that Ray brings up he's German, I looked over at him. He reminds me of this gentleman who I love. He created the advertiser. He's like a dad to me.
Really?
Mr. Art Hainer.
I do not know him.
He's from Clifton Park.
Yeah.
I love you.
Okay. All right.
I'm Reed the advertiser.
All right. Kizzy Williams Francisco joins us. We digress here. Let's go back to the phones and Sydney in Kingston. Sydney.
Hey, how are you doing today, Ray?
Good.
Good. I just want you to know you're my favorite host on WAMC.
Oh, my gosh. Thanks very much. Well, we have a great guest here today. Hey.
Miss Kizzy, how are you?
Hello today. Thank you for calling in.
Hey, thank you for being on. It's really nice to hear you on the radio.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So let me ask you a quick question, and I know you're going to give me a hard time about it.
Yeah.
But my dad, he recently passed away and did not give me his recipe for his macaroni and cheese, which is fine because I know the basics of how to make it, but I was just curious. He used mild cheddar and sharp cheddar, and he used a little bit of Colby. Would you mind telling us the type of cheeses that you use when you
I don't even mind. I don't even
really?
Mind. I don't. I use one cheese, and I'm going to tell you why I use one cheese.
All right. Oh, yeah.
Okay? Because when you use more than one cheese, that's money. Okay?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So when I first opened up Allie B's, right, My first week, I used 5 cheeses. Okay?
Yeah.
That was the first week of Ali B's. That was 7 years ago. And I said, mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness, I can't afford to do this mac and cheese with 5 cheeses. So mm-hmm. Now we just use 1 cheese, and that's mild.
Ah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, and each pan of mac and cheese is 5 pounds.
Now, let me ask you a question, Kizzy. If the recipe costs $1 million and you just told us what kind of cheese, how much is that going to cost Sydney?
Well, you know what? This is the thing. I don't mind saying okay this and okay that.
Yeah.
When it comes down to mac and cheese. Because, see, I want you to be able to make good mac and cheese.
But not that good.
Well, I don't mind.
Yeah.
Because, see, they don't have my hand.
Aha. Uh-huh.
It's a shake. It's a rhythm. And I got to show you how to move. So I can tell you about mac and cheese, but if you don't know the rhythm.
Sydney, you got any rhythm?
Oh, I got a lot of rhythm, right?
Well, this is what I would tell you. It's the rhythm in your hand, and your taste buds also allow you to create what you want. So when you make your mac and cheese and you eat it, you taste it, you know if something is missing. You know if something that you want. Like when if I would eat your food, if you would make chicken or mac and cheese, I can taste your food and know what you need to put in it and what you did put in it.
Would you be a tough critic if you went over to Sydney's house?
I would be honest.
Yeah? All right, Sydney, you better
practice. I'd appreciate it.
You better practice, man. Yes. Thanks for the call. 800-348-2551. Kizzy Williams-Francisco of Ali B's Cozy Kitchen is here with us today, and we're having so much fun. Let's go over to David in Wordsboro. David, you're on.
That's me. Hey, cool. I'm up. I just want to say this show has been really, really fun. Oh. It really has.
Oh, that's great.
Thank you, David.
I can cook collard greens.
Go ahead.
I can cook collard greens. For a white boy,
I like
I'm telling you wouldn't know the difference.
All right.
Well, I think, you know, an old black woman.
She's got it down pretty
and
good.
And you know what, David? When you're good, you're good. That's it. And you're good, and you got you have the movement to cook them good collard greens.
But I am telling you, I will tell you this. I have never, ever, ever been able to fry chicken. I can cook damn near anything.
Fried chicken. It seems like this is the world.
But I can't fry chicken.
All right, well,
I am terrible at it.
Well, David, why don't you
listen? Well, now you can
find it. And I have listened to what you said. The patience thing is maybe what I have not paid attention. And the simplicity thing is maybe what I didn't pay attention to prior.
All right, man. Well, thanks very much for that one. And 800-348-2551. Now, once again, you are located at 353
Clinton Avenue, Albany, New York. Right down in the basement.
Yeah.
It's a sign that says Ali B's Cozy's Kitchen. Come through and eat the best food in the capital.
By the way,
region.
You know, how it has been, I know that you were closed a couple months.
Business is still good.
It is good.
Now, you know what, honestly, you know, no one comes in the restaurant, so it does slow down some of the finance coming into the restaurant.
Yeah, yeah.
But we are still able to pay our bills and still take care of our community.
That's cool.
So the capital region rocks when it comes down to supporting a business that is in West Hill.
Yeah.
Okay? We're so grateful. And thank you again, Capital Region, for continuing to keep us open.
Okay, now we have another caller here, and we're going to do that right now. But I do want to just throw this quick email that came in from Scott about a topic that is very close to my heart. And I think that you don't do this. Red Eye Gravy?
You know what? I don't do Red Eye Gravy. But you know what?
I love it, though.
But you know what? If you call the restaurant, I will do it for you.
My wife made it one time, and I burned. I was so excited for it. It was so hot, I took a spoonful of it and burned my mouth.
Well, this is what I would tell the gentleman that texted the message. I will do anything for you. If you call and put in a catering order at Ali B's Cozy's Kitchen, it's not many things that I have never said no to anything. People call for Jamaican food. I cook Jamaican food.
I beg to differ.
People call for Italian food. I do everything.
No, you do say no. If I say, give me this recipe for mac and cheese, you will say no.
That's the recipe, but if you say cook it,
all right.
I say yes.
Let's go to the phones. Rob and Hebron. Rob, you're on.
Hey, Hey, yeah, it's a comment about kale. I love kale, and the only way I cook it is steaming it. A pot with a little bit of water in the bottom and one of those folding stainless steel steamers.
Okay.
And it takes about half an hour.
Okay.
And it comes out soft, thoroughly cooked, a little butter, a little salt, delicious.
And when you say a little steamer, is you saying just a regular steamer or like a crock pot steamer?
No. Just a pot with just a loose cover.
Okay.
And steam it.
Well,
yeah.
I love kale
as well. It comes out real good. It cooks pretty quick.
Well, you know what? I like kale as well. And you know what? At one time, I had a garden that I grew kale.
Yeah.
I just enjoy my kale extra soft. And you know what? Not only do I like it extra soft, you know what? Last week, I did a cooking class, and I did a kale salad.
No.
So what
doesn't sound too good.
Well, you know what? It was actually, it was
really
fantastic. I washed it and then I rubbed it down in like fresh lemon juice. And it was like a raspberry lemon kale salad. So try that.
Okay. You get rid of the kale and you got something there.
Try the salad.
I don't know. All right. We only have about 30 seconds left. Very quickly, Jacob and Cahos, go ahead. You only got 10 seconds to ask the question.
Okay, great. I used to work at a barbecue place. We did great mac and cheese with a pound of butter and a pound of a quarter cream. And I was just wondering if you have any vegan options, because now I'm lactose intolerant.
Okay, vegan options for mac
and
cheese.
Well, you know what? I have definitely been working my brain to create a vegan mac and cheese.
Yeah.
I have been, you know, I shop locally.
Yeah.
And like when I go into Price Chopper, I see that they have like vegan cheese.
Yeah.
So I would say to you, get your noodles, get your vegan cheese. You know how they have products that are not milk.
Yeah.
But seem to be milk. Try it. Try an old fashioned recipe, but use the items that are not vegan.
Okay.
And I love you because I live in Cahos.
Oh, very nice. Well, listen, Kizzy, this was great. Thank you so much for being here. Once again, you guys are on the web?
Yes, please. We are on the web. Allie B's, www.alliebscozyskitchen.
All right.
Check us out.
All right. Well, listen, thank you so much for being here. We'll talk to you soon, all right?
We love you. I love you guys. I love everyone.
And right back at you. Support comes from Big Y, a local family-owned and operated market serving communities in Massachusetts and Connecticut for 85 years with local produce and products, meat and seafood, BigY.com. Del Mar Farmers Market, featuring local and organic farm products, baked goods, and fair trade crafts every Saturday from 9 to 1 at 332 Kenwood Avenue, delmarmarket.org. And Elisa Spungen, Elisa Spungen Bildner and Rob Bildner, authors of the Berkshire's Farm Table Cookbook with 125 recipes in stores and online, berkshiresandbeyond.com. Once again, thank you all for being here. Thanks to Zach, our engineer. Barb King took the calls. I'm Ray Graff. Have a splendid weekend. I'll see you Monday at 2.